This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some really good news. I'm going to be getting to as well on the DeSantis front and a lot more. But let me go ahead and just do this now. I'm going to take this live on air. So we have a 4-minute ad that we can run during all the shows to hopefully get the support in to be able to operate into the future. And that way I won't need to plug later in the hour. We can just get to a lot of your calls and cover all this news. So get the live show feed article ready for me, guys. Thanks. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had quite a run here at InfoWars. We've had a huge, huge effect when it comes to the fight against the globalists. And we've changed the world together. And I want to thank you for all you've done over the years with your prayers, your word of mouth, and shopping with us and supporting us while at the same time getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. But now because of supply chain breakdowns and now because of all the Democratic Party-funded lawsuits and the slanted nature of those attacks, we are maxed out and pushed up against a wall, just like America's pushed up against a wall. And we're being bullied. We're being brutalized by the special interests that want to get through us to be able to get to you. So we put today's live show headline up on screen for TV viewers and ask the question, did Alex Jones InfoWars declare bankruptcy? Tune in and learn the truth. If you scroll down in that live show feed today, you'll find a subsection that's on InfoWarsStore.com where when you click on it, it takes you to a subpage at InfoWarsStore.com where you can make a $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 one-time donation, or you can sign up for a recurring donation, cancel any time. But this is the time in the fight for freedom to understand they're going to take everything from you if you don't start spending time and energy in the fight. And I'm not talking to regular listeners that have supported us over the years, done a great job. I'm talking to new listeners or occasional listeners who need to understand this is a serious situation we're in, and you need to put skin in the game financially to keep operations on the air like InfoWars. Think of the millions of people that learned about ivermectin and zinc and vitamin D and hydroxychloroquine alone from this show. Think about the pedophile drag queen story times that have been exposed and stopped by this broadcast. Think about our border reports exposing the human smuggling that trigger congressional investigations. Think about our anti-war reporting. Think about our 9/11 and Bohemian Grove and our reporting on the globalists and the occult. I mean, to try to list our exposure of fluoride in the water and atrazine and the attack on our children with the whole transgender cult. Think about everything we've been through together and just imagine InfoWars not being there. So I want to ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And every day during the live show, under the live show feed, we'll have a link to it as well, where you can donate and you can buy products. And again, all the T-shirts, all the apparel, all the ball caps, all the flags, some of it going back, some of the stuff's been in the warehouse 5 years, over 100 designs, great shirts, great ball caps, you name it. We're selling it all at cost. In the future, we're just going to have limited edition shirts for a limited time, only a few designs at a time. Because we can't sit there and pay for the larger inventory. We just can't do it. So, one-of-a-kind shirts, get them at InfoWarsStore.com, and the new Alex Jones Was Right shirt, very good-looking shirt, big red thunderbolt, Alex Jones Was Right, on the back, InfoWars.com. This is a limited edition shirt. We're only selling this limited edition for 1 month, and it's $24.95, so we get $18 from the sales. It's really nice fabric. It's an expensive shirt for us to make to fund our operations. So get your Alex Jones Was Right historic shirt and know you took part in the battle of the Republic and the battle for free human will and free speech worldwide at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. When we get together and stand up against the globalists, we are unstoppable. I'm counting on you. Stay with us.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Here, historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out. It's Monday, April 18th. The year is 2022. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, let's go ahead and lay it out here. I want to go to your phone calls for the rest of the hour. Judge Andrew Napolitano is joining us with some huge deep state, permanent state breaking news. But I got some positive news I want to hit right now. DeSantis blasts pro-infanticide late-term abortions, and Florida and other states are now passing laws or have passed laws, now more than 10 states, banning third trimester abortions. That is a very, very good start. We'll get to that in a moment. Florida nixes dozens of math textbooks over critical race theory, common core standards that teach children that 2 plus 2 could equal 6. That's USA Today is very upset that the brainwashing is not working. But I wanted to go to a quick Jimmy Dore piece where he's playing a clip from a MSNBC advisor and expert panelist explaining what's really going on in Ukraine, and boy, they almost have a heart attack. They turn as white as a sheet when this guest is on The Morning Joe with Psycho Joe and Zbigniew Brzezinski, the war criminal's daughter, when the truth is laid out.
Jeffrey Sachs, chime in. This is very different.
First of all, I'm like, who's Jeffrey Sachs? I watch MSNBC all the time. I don't ever remember seeing this guy. Why? What? And I'm like, oh, so there's a new guy. I'm like, I'm thinking, did the CIA just pull a new guy out to push the war? Who is this guy? And listen to what he says. And now you know why you're never going to see him on MSNBC. Here it comes.
It's been just a war between two countries. This is as convoluted as it gets and could get out of control. I don't think people might really conceptualize, maybe even not this president, how out of control this could escalate.
It's true, but I think we have to step back and not put this in partisan terms. This is a U.S. mistake that started 7 years ago. And I remember the day on your show.
Mm-hmm. Funny, right? I'm like, you know, I'm just saying what you said. This guy will never be.
This is a U.S. mistake.
What a treat to hear someone like this.
Yes. What a treat.
I can already tell it's like, you know, giving it to you straight. You know,
here it comes.
When President Obama said Assad must go, and I looked at you and Joe and I said, huh, how's he going to do that? Where's the policy for that?
Right.
And we know they sent in the CIA to overthrow Assad. The CIA and Saudi Arabia together in covert operations tried to overthrow Assad. It was a disaster. Eventually it brought in both ISIS as a splinter group to the jihadists that went in. It also brought in Russia. So we have been digging deeper and deeper and deeper. What we should do now is get out and not continue to throw missiles, not have a confrontation with Russia. 7 years has been a disaster under Obama, continuing under Trump. This is what I would call the permanent state. This is the CIA. This is the Pentagon. wanting to.
So
look how other quiet everyone else is.
Yes.
They're just like stoned. They don't know what to say.
No, they're like, oh, shit, he's telling.
It's off script.
He's telling the truth about what's happening. So he said this is the permanent state, meaning it doesn't matter who's elected. This is the CIA and the NSA. This is the deep state. Other people refer to it as the deep state, the intelligence community. He calls it the permanent state, which I like that because it lets you know that this is the permanent war machine, and it doesn't matter who's the president or who's in power. These are the people in power, the permanent state, the war machine. That's what he means. And listen, he goes on.
No way to do that. And so we have made a proxy war in Syria. It's killed 500,000 people, displaced 10 million, and I'll say predictably so, because I predicted it 7 years ago that there's no way to do this and that it would make a complete chaos. So what I would plead to President Trump is get out, like his instinct told him, by the way. That was his instinct, but then all the establishment, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Pentagon, everybody said, no, no, that's irresponsible. But his instinct is right. Get out. We've done it.
This is unbelievable. He's saying everybody, New York Times, Washington Post, everything else. He's laying it down. And you see the stunned look at like, oh, my God, this guy, somebody forgot to pay this guy. Somebody, is this guy not under contract? Does he not know? You just brought in someone off the street that they're going to tell you the truth. What are you doing? Look at them all just stunned sitting there like this is not how it's supposed to go. Here we go.
Damage 7 years. And now we really risk a confrontation with Russia that is extraordinarily dangerous, reckless.
Admiral Stavridis, President Trump has.
Reckless. So there's a guy laying it down, Jeffrey Sachs from Columbia University. And that's stunning. That's stunning. And it's funny that they all just don't go, wait a minute, we started this war. It was the CIA that went. It wasn't a natural uprising. No. You mean all the stuff that everybody, I mean, we shouldn't be doing this. This is actually us committing war crimes, and this is us breaking international laws. Yes.
We've got more on that coming up after I get to your calls, but we now have Democrat senators joining Republican senators calling for direct U.S. invasion and total war with Russia. Biden's closest Senate ally suggests U.S. troops be sent to Ukraine. So that's the type of things that are unfolding, ladies and gentlemen, with Senator Chris Coons. And it's getting worse and worse and worse by the minute. I'm going to go to break, come back with your calls, but let's play part of DeSantis blast pro-infanticide late-term abortions. We're on the march. They're on the run. That's why they're panicking. And when we start saving the children again, God is going to start blessing us again. Here it is.
We are here today to protect life. We are here today to defend those who can't defend themselves. And in just a minute, I will be signing House Bill 5, which protects the rights of unborn children starting at 15 weeks. This is a time where these babies have beating hearts. They can move, they can taste, they can see, they can feel pain, they can suck their thumbs. And they have brain waves. And so this will represent the most significant protections for life that have been enacted in this state in a generation. And if you look what's going on in certain segments of our society, particularly amongst people who are affiliated with the far left of our political spectrum, of course, that's overrepresented in places like Hollywood, in the media, and obviously in one of our major political parties. But they are now taking the position that babies can be aborted up to the ninth month. Literally, you can go back for you parents, and those are some of the most significant experiences of my life, to hold your child for the very first time. What they would say is, parent holding that child, if you just go back a day or two, then you would have been able to snuff the child out entirely. That is just fundamentally wrong. That is infanticide, and that has no place.
And ladies and gentlemen, just 40 years ago, the majority of young people, 18 to 36 in studies, were pro-abortion. Now the vast majority are anti-abortion. We're winning the hearts and minds. Around the world, the globalists are in trouble. People are coming back to Christ. People are coming back to country and family. We're winning. The globalist only tactic is to attack the leaders who will stand up and tell the truth. And you know somebody's good by their fruits and what they stand for and the fact they're under attack. Nobody's under more attack than we are. All I want to do is stay in the fight, but I can't do it without you. So I'm asking for your support today at InfoWarsStore.com. Get Rainforest Ultra. Get an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt. But whatever you do, support the broadcast today, because without you, we're going to be shut down very, very soon. Can you imagine? We'll be right back with your phone call straight ahead. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Because we have been in the corruption for so long. We have been having our rights taken for so long. We've become comfortable with it. And everybody just kind of has a lackadaisical, patty cake idea about government corruption, corporate corruption, wars, open borders, attacks on our children's rights. And so even if people don't like what's happening, they still have a lackadaisical view about it. And hey, that's great. You got a happy, stress-free life until the electricity goes off and until society collapses. Because the New World Order believes they're filling a vacuum. They see a bunch of dumbed-down, lackadaisical people, and they openly say, we need to go ahead and just exterminate these people. They're useless eaters. Because you're not challenging them, because you're not on the field politically. They believe that by that very act, you deserve to die. And that's why the Davos Group and all of them say, there's too many people, we need to get rid of them. Look at these headlines. It's time to give the elites a bigger say in choosing the president, Washington Post. And we've got Bloomberg. To save democracy, we need a few good dictators. We showed a bunch of other similar headlines earlier. That's who these people are. I'm going to go to Bob and Bone Crusher and Lauren and others here in just a moment, but here's a clip indicative of what we face. It's on InfoWars.com. Jill Biden instructs confused Joe to wave to a crowd after delivering remarks. See Joe Biden's new handlers, Jill Biden and the Easter Bunny. And you can laugh at this, but this was done so that when they sell the country out and implode the currency, the elites don't get the blame. Their puppet does. Here's the video.
Welcome to the South Lawn. Thank you and happy, happy Easter. All right.
Welcome to the South Lawn. And again, they got to tell him to wave. It's just this bizarre, otherworldly image of this with all the wilting flowers, and just all of it is a complete sick joke. And they do these close shots. There's not a big crowd there to make it look like everybody wants to meet Joe Biden. So they're having an Easter egg roll event. They call everybody out to. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Let's go to your phone calls. And again, if you're a new listener that just tuned in, want to know about the war in Russia and Ukraine and the economy and China and all of this, you're like, why are you talking about yourself? Well, we ourselves are big news right now. I was sued over 50 times by the Democratic Party affiliated groups. We beat them or settled almost all of them down to 4. 3 Sandy Hook and one other one that deals with a photo of a wrong person we identified as a shooter that we corrected quickly before they ever knew about it, but they still sued us. And in those cases, we've been defaulted, saying we didn't give them stuff, we lied, whatever. We didn't give them discovery. Totally not true. On my children. And double default now, saying in Texas, without calling double default, you can't call witnesses, you can't speak, you can't talk about the First Amendment. That's in the filings right here. And so, yes, we've done limited Chapter 11 with some of our companies, and hell, we may just do them all, you know, because I need federal courts with federal trustees to come in and so they can see it all and know that we told the truth. Because they're going to sit there while we can't talk and tell a jury that I've got hundreds of millions of dollars, which I don't have $10 million. I don't have $3 million in cash. And that's money we need to buy products of the future. We got like $2.2 million. I need like $4 million to be safe and be able to take care of any underages or problems and byproduct out. So I'm literally at the point of not even in the future, I'm not able to even buy our product, even be here. I'm already there with the litigation, the supply chain breakdowns and all of it. And they're saying, he's getting famous off us. That's why we want to have a big TV show trial. They do. And he's got hundreds of millions of dollars. And look, he's got a company with $16 million in it. Yeah, that's called the holding company you do with supplements, that supplement company we set up for liability. And yeah, that's the $16 million the last year buying the product. But it's just, they know all that. But they play these games. Oh, Jones caught with slush funds. And Jones caught with all this secret money. And they know good and damn well, because any accountant can look at it, they know that's not true. But it's being done to get a big judgment that we can't get a bond on for appeal to come in here and shut this place down. And you're like, well, that'll blow up in their face. In fact, there's some cartoons on Infowars.com we can show for Easter, and one of them is a couple of centurions, Roman soldiers, and there's Jesus up on the cross being crucified, and they say, that'll show these Christians. This will silence Jesus' followers. And so, look, God works in mysterious ways. I started out on Access TV 28 years ago, local radio 27 years ago, syndicated 26 years ago, and I lost from 140 affiliates roughly, I went down to about 32 affiliates when I came out and said there were bombs in the buildings and 9/11 had an inside job element. And I lost almost all my affiliates and went from having $1 million in the bank and being one of the fastest growing syndicated talk show hosts as a young man to having nothing. And I didn't even think about it because I was telling the truth. So this doesn't affect me. It's affecting you that the courts have become this out of control and are able to do stuff like this. So that's where we are. And we need your support now more than ever because money is the big thing that can fix this and stand up to this and ensure other things are able to be done in the future no matter what. But maxed out like I am, I'm kind of like, God, are you going to take me out of the game? Is that what you want? I've been in this 28 years. Because if that's your will, if the listeners don't support me, then that's what God wants. And then that's because God's always provided. And so if I'm so cursed in these courts and I'm so cursed with the lawyers and I'm so, you know, just absolutely admit, then that is God's plan. Or I'm supposed to stay on air, but I need a lot of money. You understand? I'm reaching the point already with the accounting where I'm not going to be able to buy the DNA Force Plus and the body's ultimate turmeric formula and the X2 and the X3 and the coffee and all of it, because I'll have to have that money to run. And I can make that decision and stay on air 6-8 months and then implode. But I can't have it both ways where there's even, you know, okay, put the money out, but there's not enough, and there's not enough to operate now. I am in between a rock and a hard place. I need money right now. So it's simple. InfoWars is treading water in frozen ocean. We're going to sink, and it's going to go down, or you're going to throw a lifeline in. And the majority of the listeners, we know less than 1% of people ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Gosh, if just 3% of people listening right now would just go to InfoWarsStore.com, secure, high-tech, beautiful site, and buy some Brainforce Ultra. Get a t-shirt, get a book, get a film. Donate today right there, support free speech. $5, $100, whatever. We can absolutely win and dominate. But I'm not Trump, who had $20 billion when he ran, and now he's got like $3 billion. They almost destroyed him. Yeah, he lost almost everything. Good for Trump, you know, fighting hard. I'm 10 times more hardcore. I don't have millions, much less billions of dollars. I have you. That's it. So I'm firing the bat signal, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now and support us. I promise. I'm coming out of break, coming in hot, going right to your calls. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agreed, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design over 100 others that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So there were defining battles of World War II, like Stalingrad between the Nazis and the Russians, or Iwo Jima and Guadalcanal in the Pacific with the U.S. against the Japanese. And right now is one of those defining moments. The globalists have pulled out all the stops to shut down InfoWars. They admit it's the model to shut down everybody else. And so the big fight is here in a battle of wills. And I don't have Soros or the media or the courts. I have you. And if you support us with your prayer and your word of mouth and your financial support, we're going to keep fighting. If you don't, well, they win at least that round. This is a critical battle. We need to win it. Thank you for the support. Let's here on the Alex Jones Show start going to your calls, because the callers don't want to call in about Russia or China or the border any of this. They want to talk about InfoWars, and I understand that, and I appreciate that, because this is really the destruction of free speech. This is all the censorship, the debanking, the lying, and just what they're doing. Let's come up to Bob in Ohio. Bob, welcome.
Hi. Welcome. Keep InfoWars, save the world. And Alex, I ran a TV station, an NBC affiliate, for the better part of a decade, not recently, but I know exactly what you're doing wrong, and I know exactly how to save InfoWars. Listen?
I'm listening.
Okay. I believe what we need is resellers. You were once a great tree of liberty. You were a redwood of liberty. But when they pulled your advertisers, they effectively cut off all your branches. Now, when they pulled your branches, they effectively cut you down from a tree of liberty down to a bush. You are a shrubbery of liberty. That's got to be very insulting. Now, what we need to do to save InfoWars is we need to regrow new branches. And the way we do that is, what I believe, is resellers. We need tens of thousands of businesses to resell InfoWarsStore.com products in your local business. I had a dream that I could go down to a local 7-Eleven and get turbo for it. So what do you think of that? Would that provide you with enough funding?
Well, yeah, of course it would. I mean, you think 7-Eleven's going to carry our stuff?
Well, maybe not 7-Eleven, but I mean like the local mom-and-pop business, the family-owned business.
Yeah, I would love to have a reseller program where we sell stuff like 10% over our cost to people, and I would absolutely do that. It takes infrastructure. It takes money for me to even buy the product out of the future to be able to do that, and that's my problem is I don't have all this capital, and I've spent so much capital battling and fighting all this litigious lawfare Democrat attempts to shut me down. I appreciate your call, Bob. Great idea. Try to implement it. Let's go ahead and talk to Lauren in North Dakota. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for calling, Lauren.
How you doing?
You know, I've actually been in the fight a long time, and I realize that I'm better than a baby getting aborted. I'm better than somebody dying in Ukraine. I'm doing actually pretty good. But they're taking Americans' free speech. They've weaponized the courts, and, you know, our country's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would say, you know, shame on anyone who listens and doesn't support or help, especially people who have the money to do it, because I know it's a lot of people who are pretty poor themselves and given every dime they can to try to help as much as they can because they don't have the resources.
Well, I mean, I know billionaires, and they say, how can I help you? And I say, give me some money, and they never do it. I guess that's why they're billionaires, but you know, the whole country collapses. They guess they can have their billions. But, yeah, so many wealthy people sit on the sidelines while the common folks, you know, do all the work. But that's okay. It's all right. I just appreciate your support.
Well, what's on my mind here lately for a handful of weeks has been, you know how they have their Davos meetings and they strategize. They've been strategizing for years. And I don't actually see that happening in this country amongst the people who are fighting the hardest to protect it. I see a whole lot of people doing all their own individual things. And their reach is decent, but I don't understand why there hasn't been any kind of bigger gathering of people to do the same thing the Davos group does and get together and strategize and figure out how to
fight. Well, that's right. They're the Legion of Doom. Where's the Legion of Liberty?
Exactly. You know, it's been on my mind nonstop. It was pretty amazing to see every media outlet on the right side of this. Almost relieved to see Elon Musk make a move on Twitter. And there's tons of venture capitalists out there tweeting back and forth, but where is, like, movement?
Exactly. He's engaged in leadership. People should support him. Thank you so much, Lauren, for your support. God bless you. By the way, people ask, where are leaders? Well, you saw what happened to Trump. You see what's happening to Sanders. You see what's happening to InfoWars. You see what they're trying to do to Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson. They stabbed Bolsonaro with an 8-inch butcher knife. He barely survived, pierced several organs. They spent billions trying to overthrow Orban. That failed. They bought off Boris Johnson. And now Marie Le Pen in the polls, as the election starts, is ahead of Macron. And so what's their response? EU exhumes 18-year-old embezzlement charge. So they dug it up. EU digs up 18-year-old embezzlement charge to derail Le Pen presidential bid, claimed that she bought dinners and paid for her transportation when she was a member of parliament 18 years ago, and now they want to criminally charge her. I mean, give me a break. They've opened criminal investigations of Elon Musk and his companies within 6 hours of him announcing a hostile takeover of Twitter. So people say, where's the leadership? Well, they come after us, folks. And it's starting to backfire. People are starting to get it. But we are the black sheep. We are the rebels. We are the patriots. We are the outlaws. And we need your support. And I know the general audience gets that, but I'm just telling you, of all the black sheep, folks, of all the people the globalists hate, it's InfoWars the most. Why? Because we really have done the research. We got their number. And people in the establishment who aren't pure evil, they listen to us. World leaders listen. That's why we're so important. That's why you're so important. Let's go ahead and take another call. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you.
Thanks.
There's so many subjects that are so paramount and important. I've been trying to rank order them, and I just can't figure out which one is most important. But I've narrowed it down to the real one that's important coming up in November. And that is that the vast majority of Americans today, in my personal opinion, are not able to elect people because they're not properly informed. This is an informed electorate is essentially in a democracy. It's not just the vote that's important. It's important that the people have information about what they're voting for and who they're voting for and why they're voting for those people.
Well, that's right. The people perish for lack of knowledge.
Exactly. And it's been a deliberate dumbing down of the entire American population so that they don't understand the dynamics of government themselves. I happen to have been an observant of this long time, and I can tell you the most important thing in America today is that you don't understand your own American voting system. For example, the Republicans and the Democrats have had a concerted effort to keep out anyone third party from coming into office. This is an agreement that they seem to have tacitly at the very top levels. President Trump, when he ran, he was opposed right from the inside of the Republican Party. The way that these parties work, a two system in Canada as well, okay, is that when one party gets in trouble, the other party simply drops the ball, follows along, find some sort of becoming a loyal opposition as opposed to a real opposition. They become a disloyal opposition, and then they drop the ball. Now, come in November, you think the Democrats are going to get beaten? You bet not. You're going to have the pollsters saying that neck to neck. You're going to have the Republicans drop the ball, and they're going to have some sort of agreement that, you know, well, you can't allow the Democrat Party to be destroyed because then that opens the party to a third party, and we can't have that happen, blah, blah. And so you find the most incredible voting practices among Republicans that are shocking. And you say, how is it possible that Republicans can be voting this way? It's because
there's insider deals at the committee chairman level, and that's how they control things, is by the leadership. Thank you so much. Great point. But more and more people see through it. All right, Bone Crusher, Kevin, Jefferson, Peter, Paul, Josh, John, Alex, your calls are all coming up in the order they were received straight ahead. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for caring. We're here, folks. We're going to have to fight through this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Who's been holding the longest here? Oh, I guess that would be Bone Crusher in FEMA Region 10. Bone Crusher, welcome.
Alex, great to see you're still hanging in there after all the crap that's going on right now.
Well, thank you, brother. We're all in this together.
I know. So I just want to say that I just ordered some stuff from the store, and I was looking back at my history, and I made an order. There was another one around about a year ago, and there's been 600,000 orders that the whole entire website has done in about a year. That's ridiculous. There is so many people watching this stuff, and for 600,000 orders to only come out of your guys' store within a year for how many people are watching this and stuff is absurd.
I don't know we got that many orders. I don't know where you got that number, but look, it's fine. Listen, I've run my course. And nobody takes this stuff serious, so we'll just go off the air. I mean, I'm not mad. I mean, if people don't want to support us, don't want to buy the products, don't want to keep us on there, that's fine. You're going to lose everything anyways. So I'm not bitching anybody. In fact, I'm tired of asking for support, and I'm tired of the other sides lying and saying I got all these hundreds of millions of dollars and just all of it. Everybody's going to get what they want real soon. Stuff is going down. Things are falling apart now. The borders are open. Pedophilia is all over the news. We're just in the middle of the beginning of the end here, and I guess it's just what we deserve.
If that's how as a whole, that's what we deserve. But I'm mad about it. I think it's ridiculous. People don't realize that. Go watch the nightly news. You guys have ran it before. You guys have a montage of it. I've seen it a million times where it's showing the sponsors for the nightly news. It's Big Pharma, Pfizer, it's Nestle, it's Coca-Cola, everybody who's pumping junk into you. While everybody wants to sit here, all your naysayers want to go, oh, Alex Jones is selling snake oil. No, Alex Jones is selling good products and trying to keep himself afloat because he doesn't have corporate sponsors. That's why.
That's right, brother. I appreciate your call. But look, I'm not bitching at people. People want to keep us on air, they are. If they don't want to, that's fine. I've done my job. I've tried my best. And I mean, a lot of folks are supporting us right now. If we got the kind of support we're getting today, every day we'd expand, actually. And so I'm not bitching anybody. You want to support us, support us. We got great products that will enrich your life. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go ahead now and let's take another call. By the way, I'm not mad, but there's an article. An article right here on InfoWars.com. That says, global recession looming as China shuts down supply lanes. Look, we're not in a recession. We're in a global depression. They're shutting down the economy. Hundreds of millions are starving to death. So a lot of this is, we have become very comfortable with our own destruction. Well, I'm not comfortable with it. And so, a lot of people think they're going through some metamorphosis of corruption. And, oh, this great, wonderful thing's going to come out on the other side. That's what the left thinks. No, what's going to come out on the other side is mass death and nuclear war. Okay? So I've already made friends with this. I'm already way past it. And I don't want to take calls. In fact, I don't want to take calls about InfoWars anymore. I want to talk about Russia. I want to talk about China, the borders, the New World Order, any subject but us. Because it's whining. It's whining. If America doesn't believe in free speech, and America believes in killing babies, and America believes in drag queen story time, and America believes in open borders, and tuberculosis, and bioweapons being released, and forced inoculations, then America's done. And my job was to be here to expose what was happening and to try to get people to make a mental, psychic, spiritual choice, and I've done that. But I sure as hell am not going to bitch. I'm just saying, you want to aid us in the fight against the New World Order, we need your support. But I don't want to turn it into bitching at people or turn it into complaining, okay? Because it's just, people are going to do what they're going to do. Let's go to Paul in Colorado on the midterm election fraud and moving forward. Yeah, how are we going to stop massive fraud by these crooks? They've already gotten away with it. They're trying to outlaw questioning election fraud. What do you think is going to happen, Paul? How do we move forward?
Alex, I've been wanting to make this call for 10 years, and Judge Napolitano and Gerald Celente are two of my heroes, so what a good Monday, what a good day to call. There's something that's important about elections that we can't forget about, and I'm going to go back to 2012, and if anybody hasn't seen it, look up the Ron Paul media blackout in 2012, okay? And this kind of goes to what one of the previous callers said about selecting our new leaders. And what we've been doing in the past is allowing the media to feed us our leaders by falsely reporting poll numbers, right? And so that same thing that blacked out Ron Paul in 2012 is the same media deception that swept Bernie under the rug. It's the same media deception that fed us Donald Trump in 2016. Okay, whether they meant to or not.
That's right. Even though he meant well, he energized the left to commit a bunch of crimes and censor to bring in the New World Order. So Trump was, I agree with the head of Barstool Sports, is that he's not against Trump personally, but Trump energized the left.
So, here's my point, though, is when you give somebody 400 mentions to one mention per every other candidate, you delivered that candidate to the general.
Well, we know the emails came out. Hillary ordered the media that she controlled to give Trump all the attention early on because she thought she could beat him easier, than it backfired.
So I agree totally. So here is my point, and this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I'm willing to bet that Judge Napolitano and Gerald would agree with me, is that in 2016, every vote that went to Donald Trump – should have gone to Rand Paul. And we have to ask ourselves, if Rand Paul would have been our president in 2016, would we really be in the situations we're in today?
No, I agree. Rand Paul is a lot better than Trump in many ways. But Rand Paul supported the damn vaccine up front, just like Trump.
We got to think, though, you use the term tip of the spear often. And in Washington, D.C., Rand Paul is the tip of the spear.
No, I hear you. He does a great job. Thank you, Paul, jamming in all these great callers. All right, up next here. Let's talk to Josh in Minnesota. Josh, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First off, I just wanted to apologize to you. In 2021, you're talking about 2022 is the year of the big fight. We need to do it. And then in January, you walked off the air twice. And I don't want to say I took it personally, but, like, you know what I mean? And then you came back. And that's why I want to say I'm sorry, because you really are out there fighting for us and fighting for what is right.
Well, brother, I'm sorry that I have problems. And, I'm definitely for real, though. I'm definitely who I say I am. I definitely don't lie to you folks. I mean, I had cops pull me over a year and a half ago, and they go, "You've been drinking." I said, "Yeah, they took me to jail." I couldn't even lie to them. There have been other times in my life when I was a teenager. "You've been drinking?" "Oh, no, officer." I just couldn't even lie. Of course, I blew under. I told them I had two glasses of wine, but which is supposedly legal for somebody that weighs, 260 pounds. But the point, and it got dropped. But the point is, I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth here. And people need to know that.
I understand that, Alex. You're an awesome man, and I really appreciate that about you. That's why I watch you every day for the last
few years. I appreciate you putting up with me, brother. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, I don't know what's going to happen with the COVID stuff. I know you had Doug Stanhope on your show a few years ago, and you guys were, like, kind of going back and forth with whatever.
Oh, they're bringing the lockdowns back. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, when it comes to, like, whether or not you need food or not, you better bet on you're going to need it or not need it. So you should buy Ready Hour or Patriot Pantry, whichever one it is.
No, I agree. Everybody should be getting ready for full collapse, because it's not just a possibility now. It is a real probability, okay? I mean, the question is, how bad is the collapse going to be? There's no stopping it now.
Exactly. Like, you can keep it in your truck. You can give it to homeless people. You can do whatever you want with it. So I would really recommend people to buy it. And at least, worst case scenario, you can be a good person. Or if you really
need it.
And that's all I got.
Thank you so much. I mean, preparewithalex.com, but they're like 3 months behind their orders, unlike other places that would lie and say, "Oh, we got plenty of food." When they don't, when they get behind, they tell you they're like 3 months behind. The supply chains are breaking down. But yeah, preparewithalex.com. And again, I'm just sick of sitting up there asking for support. We sell great products. We sell great things. We have a huge audience. If a small percentage bought the products, we wouldn't be in this situation. And I'm not bitching. But we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you buy them, we stay on air. If you don't, we don't. And I just am maxed out with all these lawsuits and attacks, and I can't keep going. And I'm not lying to the public. I'm my syndicator. I run my own show. I pay for the bandwidth. I pay the crew. I pay the infrastructure. We do it all. We're not complaining. Hey, if you don't believe this is an important operation and you don't believe you should stay on air, fine. I'm sick of doing this. I'll sit back and watch society burn down to the ground, quite frankly. You know, I was thinking 5 years ago I wanted to, like, phase out within 5 years. Because it's so hard to do this every day. And now because of the attacks, I fight even harder. But, like, hey, what if I just let them have what they want? I guarantee you this, man. We'll be right back. We'll be right back in the next hour. Stay with us.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Over the years.